听力课堂，听 class.com.
How to make sushi rice. Hello and welcome to Video Jug. This is Reiko Hashimoto. She is an expert in Japanese cooking and runs the Hashi Cookery School in London. She's going to show us how to prepare rice specifically for use in sushi dishes. Step 1. You will need 3 cups of short grain Japanese rice and 3 1/3 cups of water to cook it with.Whatever quantity you cook, you should always have 10% more water than rice. For the sushi vinegar, you will need 1/2 cup of rice vinegar, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 tablespoon of powdered dashi. This is a type of fish stock available in Japanese food stores. Here's that list again. You will also need the following utensils: a large saucepan with a lid,A small saucepan for the sushi vinegar, a spoon or whisk, a glass mixing bowl, a large flat-bottom non-metallic bowl, a non-metallic large flat spatula, and a fan. Step 2. Rinse the rice. Put the 3 cups of rice in a large bowl. Lightly rinse by adding enough cold water to half fill the bowl and swirl it around with the rice. As you can see, it is extremely cloudy. Pour the water off and scrunch the rice about in the bowl with your hand.This causes the rice grains to rub against each other and cleans them further. Then rinse, swirl and drain again and repeat the scrunching action. Keep following this pattern until the water is almost clear. This could take 3 or 4 attempts. Transfer the rinsed rice into a large saucepan. Pour in 3 1/3 cups of water and leave it to soak for at least 30 minutes. As it soaks, the rice will become whiter and the water will appear clearer.Step 3. Prepare the sushi vinegar. Put 1/2 cup of rice vinegar, 1/4 cup of sugar, a pinch of salt and a teaspoon of powdered dashi into the small saucepan. Heat gently and stir to ensure that the sugar and salt dissolve. Don't let the mixture boil as this will impair the flavor. Only heat long enough to completely dissolve all the ingredients. Then turn off the heat and leave it to cool while you prepare the rice. Step 4. Cook the rice. Put the pan on the hob with the lid securely on top.And turn the heat to high. Warning: avoid lifting the lid at all times throughout the cooking process, as this will allow the steam to escape. The steam gives the rice its fluffy quality. When the rice begins to boil, reduce the heat and leave to simmer for 15 minutes. After the 15 minutes are up, turn off the heat and leave the rice to stand for another 15 minutes. Step 5. Stir in the sushi vinegar. Transfer the rice into a large bowl. Handy hint.It's best to put the rice in a wooden bowl. Avoid using a metallic bowl as it will mar the delicate flavors. Pour over the sushi vinegar. Use the spatula in a cutting motion, like this, to fold the mixture into the rice. This motion will separate the grains of rice without crushing them. While you are folding, use your other hand to fan the rice. Fanning sushi rice gives it its unique glossy look. Keep fanning and folding until the rice has reached room temperature. This could take up to 10 minutes.Step 6. Ready to serve. It's best to use the rice immediately. It should be shiny and sticky, with each grain separated and not mashed together. It should be used at room temperature. If you don't need it straight away, cover the bowl with a damp cloth. This will prevent it from becoming too hard. Done. You are now ready to start experimenting with sushi recipes. You'll find many here on the VideoJug website.